For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
This evening we'll be looking at fathers and mantles. Hallelujah. Still relating to spiritual fatherhood and mentorship, and then father and mantle ability is very, very strategic. You see, please, there is some things that when I share them, I feel we are privileged to hear it, because I didn't hear it when I was, like I said, I've been in the service all my life, where I sat down and then the topic that day was spiritual fatherhood and mentorship. Everything I've ever learned about mentorship and fatherhood, I learned it on my own. Everything. I have to go through messages and get people messages and read books. So everything I shared on Sunday, and then people are blessed, and then everything I shared also on Wednesday, I learned it. All the things I gave, I learned them by myself. So you are privileged to hear these things, because now that you have heard it before me, then you should be able to do better than I did. Hallelujah. So the privilege of having a mentor and having a father is very, very important. And the earlier, the better. And somehow, when I learned it, I plunged into it. For the first time I heard it, somebody preaching in a message, I just believed in it. And because I know it's scriptural. Hallelujah. Now, fathers and mantle. Now, there is a truth about fathers and mantle that I discovered when I was studying. And then it really helped me to understand all the things that have been happening. Now, a mantle. All of us have known about the word mantle. Three of us. Mantle, also when you say mantle, talk about a particular grace. Like a unique gifting. A unique ability. There's a mantle for worship. When somebody has it, like he has a unique grace to be able to steer up. Today I was watching Pastor, the General Overseer of House on the Rock, Pastor Paul Adefarasin, right? After Dushin Onyeka minister, he came up with the stage and said, "Please tell us your secret. Let everybody hear this word." It was unofficial. Broke the protocol. I came up, "Please tell everybody your secret." Then Dushin Onyeka said that, "My secret is I stayed there for long." Because anytime you had to share your income back to back, it's a hit. You could know this is the presence of God. When you hear this, these are original heavenly songs. Hallelujah. There is a mantle that makes people to worship. That steers the atmosphere. There is what we call prophetic mantle. Where somebody, there was a time I was listening to Holy Apostle Joseph Sleiman for like 3 months. Like I had over, is it up to 50 or 60 gig of his messages, videos. And then I was watching him walking in the prophetic. I said, if not because my spirit bears witness with this man, it was too supernatural. He could tell you anything. He could say, call your family people. And then he said, okay, all of you surround me. And then he began to tell you things and unravel secrets that nobody there even know. I watched him call a man from Ekiti. The man said, "Where are you from?" "Say you are from Ekiti." "No, you are from the east." The man said, "No." "Say I'm from Ekiti. My parents are from Ekiti." "Say I'm from..." "My name is this." It was a Yoruba name. "Say no. You are from this also." He mentioned an Igbo state. "That is where you are from. Go and ask your father." Can you imagine arguing your identity with somebody? Say he went and asked his father. His father said, "Who told you?" Unknown to him, the father was from the east. And then there was a riot or something that they killed his family member. He ran to the east. And then he wanted to cut off completely. Marry from the west. Change and then... gave them a Yoruba identity. That has to be prophetic. That is a mantle. We have the apostolic mantle that we have different apostolic mantle. Now, somebody can be an apostle and a teaching apostle. Somebody can be an apostle and a prophetic apostle. An apostle is somebody that can do a lot of things altogether. We have pastoral mantle. A mantle that makes you to be able to teach people, cover people. Pastors have heart for people. Their heart are larger than a normal person. And then we have what we call the teaching mantle, teaching grace. When you hear them, they tear the Bible as if they were the one that wrote it. Deep mysteries, hallelujah. When you hear Pastor Chris teach, when you hear Prophet Makandua, when you hear people that expound on the Christ, when you hear Robilia Kani, hallelujah, can teach on one word for 3 months. And every time you come, you are wowed by the revelation, hallelujah. So we have mantles that are real. But there are things that most young people don't know. And then knowing it will help you. The first thing is that God only creates one mantle. Like let's say several mantles. God only created once and then replicate it. Now this statement can be your deliverance for life. God only creates mantles once and what? Say with me, God only creates mantles once Then he replicated. Do you know when God created the world, after 6 days he rested. So when you want to have another lion, God will never go to create again. There is a process he put in place to produce another lion. Is that not true? Now we have some animals like dinosaurs. We have some animals that are extinct. Why? Because they were cut short. And once they were cut short, we will not have them again. Till Jesus come. Right? Why? Because God only creates once. So there are people in the scripture who say, okay, who is the spiritual father of this person? That was the first time that kind of grace appeared. And from him, you begin to see the replication of that grace. Elijah was the first man to appear like him. The Bible says Elijah did, but after him we have Elisha. After him we have Jehu, down to John the Baptist in the New Testament. Are we together? Moses came up. So God only creates grace once and then he replicates it. Bible says Moses called the 70 elders in Numbers chapter 11 verse 16. And then the grace upon him was removed and put upon all of them. So they began to walk like him. Hallelujah. So if you are looking for the healing mantle, don't think that your own grace will come from heaven direct. What you need to do is find out who has the grace and collect it. Are we together? God has created the healing anointing. It is on someone on the earth. A young person, your journey will be better and faster when you find who is the custodian of that grace and you connect. How many of you have heard of Bishop Oyedepo traveling to Kennedy Hagin to go and connect this guy? Have you heard him share that story? Why did he have to travel? He said somebody came and met him and said, God is in Nigeria, God is in Africa, no need to travel. But he said he was smarter than that. He traveled to Kennedy Hagin, traveled to Kennedy Copeland, traveled to call and why? Because at his level, because grace is, there is a grace. He said he got the prosperity mantle from Kenneth Copeland. Why? Because the mantle is on someone. If you want it, don't continue praying and kill yourself. Find the person that have it and replicate it. That is the way it's going to be. Altogether, if you want the prophetic, there are people you connect with and you begin to walk in the prophetic. So there are people that are already carriers of this mantle on earth. Every mantle. See, okay, the next point is, no mantle has returned back to God. The Bible speaking in Romans 11 verse 29. Say, every gift and callings of God is without repentance. That means, the mantle that Elisha walked with is still on earth. The mantle that we again in the Bible, all the Bible, Daniel, Meshach, all of them, all the mantles they have ever walked in has not returned to heaven. It is right in the realm, either in the second heaven or somewhere, or somebody on earth is working on it. Are we together? So you know, I used to hear people say, where is the God of Elisha? No, where is the God of Elijah? I was corrected earlier by Dr. Paul when he said, it is nowhere the God of Elijah, is where are the Elijahs of God. Right? Yes. So, mantles don't return back to God. When somebody dies, maybe somebody has not, but it is in the atmosphere, it is somewhere. What will happen is that you contact it and you replicate it. Are we together? Now, this is very, very important. Listen, I'm about to say, the careers of these mantles may be imperfect, but the mantle itself is perfect. What did I say? The careers of the mantles may what? Be imperfect, not that maybe are imperfect, but the mantle is always perfect. Do you know who was Saul? Saul was a murderer, he was a killer, all manner of things. But he was the one that wrote most of the New Testament. Is that correct? How many of you notice that in the Bible, Paul and Barnabas fought that they could not talk, they have to part ways. Is that true? Acts chapter 13. They fought and then they had to separate ways. If you read Acts 13, the Bible says God called, no, the Holy Ghost said, say, pray Paul and Barnabas for the work I've called them, and then prayers were made for them. But later, because of John Mark, they had a quarrel and they had to say pray. That means they were still fighting. Right? So there is human on earth, including Pastor Baba Daddy Adeboye said that, please pray for me, I'm still human. I've had him say that severally. He may be imperfect, but the oil on his life is perfect. Do you understand? The grace in his life is always perfect. So if you think you will always look for only a perfect pastor, man of God, to ever impart or do something in your life, you may never find. So learn to look away from the humanities of people, especially when it is not intentional sin. You may see the humanity of any man of God when you get close to them. You may not know the weakness of that day boy, but his children and his wife and people that walk close to him will know. Hope you know that. You may not know the weakness of the belief that the belief of Kumi, when you see him almost like an angel. But people that walk close to him will know he has a weakness. Maybe he overreacts, or maybe he's too complex, or maybe he's sluggish, maybe he has a temperament. Every temperament has a natural weakness. So he's trying to manage altogether. So learn to look away from the imperfection of the man. Hallelujah. And then connect, because the oil upon his life is always perfect. That was why Noah can be drunk and get up and cause a child, and God will confirm. Because there is an oil, there is a mantle on his life. Whether an alcohol or not, he can cause and God will confirm. So learn to look away from the humanities of men. Because when you hear every man of God, I've seen a man of God got angry on stage and then just went over the stage. Hallelujah. I see what? You could see anger. Moses was angry and then struck the road. That was Moses. But Moses was one of the persons that did the most highest miracle in the Bible. What stopped Moses from going to Canaan was anger. You know what is Kuba Akaba? It's not like that. It was anger that stopped him. Bible says, in the whole of the world, there was nobody as meek as Moses. But anger stopped him. So everybody has a humanity part of it. So you must learn that. Hallelujah. And then, every mantle takes time for it to be mastered. You see, when you have the prophetic, it will take time. First of all, maybe you begin to see that. Hallelujah. Maybe you begin to see that God is about to move now. God is about to move now. But you don't know where God is about to move. Do you understand me now? Then after a while, you know that, okay, God is about to move there. Now, obviously God is about to move there. Then rather than say, God is about to touch somebody there with the name Nkechi. Later in the world, God will deal with the rushes. The Holy Spirit is about to touch you now. I used to be able to do that. They can point to the particular person. They didn't start like that. The Bible says, he teached my hands to war. Everybody did not start like that. Apostle Suleiman said, first of all, he could say, okay, I have a feeling that something is about to happen. Then later he began to call names. Later he began, and then he grew. Every mantle takes time to be mastered. So once you see somebody with a particular mantle, he has mastered it for years. Are we together? Dr. Paul Enetcher has been doing healing and deliverance service for how many years? Do you know the number of years? For decades. Every Tuesday, healing and deliverance. Every Tuesday. You are sure he's ministering for 3 hours. Because healing and deliverance service is 8 or 9 to 1. That's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. 5 hours. Every day of doing the same thing, even if you are dull, you will master a particular skill. Is that not true? Yes. So that is why he's coming to a local church. He calls it healing and deliverance crusade. Yes, because that area, just forget it. He has mastered that mantle. You cannot mention healing in this nation. Look at Pastor Chris. Atmosphere of miracle. Every time. That was what he was known for. As a matter of fact, there was a time he had a problem with the president of this country, Obasanjo, at that time. Because of the miracle he was hearing, President Olusegun said, his program will be bad. He sued the president and won the case. Yes. Because he has, that is what he's meant to do. So once you see somebody singing or any mantle you see on this earth, knows that it took that person years. Okay, you that are playing the keyboard now. Was it one day? It takes time. Right? It takes time. So every mantle, the reason why I'm saying is so that you'll be able to understand what I'm about to say later. Hallelujah. Now, once a mantle is mastered, then it can be transferred. You cannot transfer what you have not mastered. Do you understand? Any mantle you have not transferred, you cannot do what? Any mantle you have not mastered, you cannot transfer. You cannot impart what you have not mastered. You cannot teach me how to play the keyboard if you cannot know how to play the keyboard well. Sometimes your finger will just touch. How do you produce that sound? I don't know. I don't know what I touch. Okay, play that sound I had again. You don't know how to play it again. Do you know what I'm talking about? Let's say just play some sound. Then you play the one particular, what the name of this thing they call it? Sound, rhythm. And they say, play it again. I don't know. It was music. I don't even know. See that you cannot transfer that skill. But anytime you play something, okay, play it again. You can play it again. You can play it 31 million times. That means you have mastered that grace, right? So that is the way mantles are. That is why we call them fathers, because they have mastered that grace. And then you know therefore that they can transfer it to you. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 verse 11, I look for you that I may impart. Sometimes when I was a man of God minister, they say, now, some things that they say it with certainty because they know it will happen. Because that grace, that mantle is on them and they know it will be transferred. Hallelujah. Now quickly, we are closing very soon. Now, how do you connect to a mantle? How many of you have a mantle you are desiring at all, so that we know whether what I'm sharing is useful? How many of you have a mantle you want to desire, you connect to a particular grace? Alright. So the first way to connect to a mantle is identify the mantle you want. And then know who carries it. What mantle do you want? Is it a skillful, anointed minstrel? A vocalist? You must be specific. You want a teaching mantle? You want a prayer mantle? If you want a prayer mantle, there are people, you just meet them, you have it. You meet Apostle Duncan Williams, Archbishop. That is the grand generational father of intercessory prayer. You meet the belief of Pastor Dr. Dike Olukoya. That is another prayer machine. Right? So, you want the teaching grace? There are many people you can meet in this country. There are many people you can connect to. Not the mantle you want, because you must identify. We have Apostle Selma. We have, let me mention the people that teach. Pastor Chris. We have what again? David Egbeli. Yes. I have a lot of guys that teach in this country. Eh? Pastor Mrs. Funke Adejimo, right? Yes. Many people, so if you want the pastoral grace, there are many people you can meet. Pastor Iye Adeboye, that is a proven pastor by excellence. You want to get grace, you people want grace of finances. There are many people you can meet. Pastor Sam Adeyemi, you can meet, and there are people that is their calling to make people rich. Bishop Oyedepo. Like God said, go and raise my people out of poverty. There are people that have the mantle for wealth. You want it to connect. So you must know what you want. You must be able to write it clearly. What do I want? I want this. I want the healing mantle. Now the Bible says, gift of healings. What kind of healings? There are people that heal internal sicknesses alone. They can heal blood diseases. There are people that only heal physical sicknesses. There are people that heal both. There are people that heal bone cases. Like Dr. Paul Enetche is has strength in three areas that I've had him mention by his word. Bone cases. A lot of cripples. A lot. If you go there, almost every service, a cripple must walk. Somebody will drop a wheelchair. Bone cases. Anytime he's in service and see somebody call, hey, you come here. What's your problem? Once you see the collar, you will lay out on them, you'll be afraid for the person. Remove the collar. Yes. Bone, anything bone case, that's a great voice. And then eyes. I was in one night vigil last year. See, everyone that is deaf or everyone not deaf and dumb, come and line up. Every one of you, they lined to the auditorium. And it began to one by one. Wow. They were you came blind. No, sorry, they could not hear. He was praying, they were testing them. They were praying, every one of them. And when he stopped and continued doing something else. But it went far into the line. But because of time, like it was already morning or something like that. And then the deaf or the blind. There is a man called Charles and Francis Hunter. I don't know if you have ever heard about their name. Charles and Francis Hunter. They were a husband and wife. The woman was a specialist in cancer. And then the man was a specialist in, is it eye or something like that? I could remember watching her video. And then somebody came on wheelchair. Said, what is your problem? I have a cancer of this. You know, normally as a man of God, when you have cancer, you'll be afraid. But when the woman said, she began to be excited. She was happy. She was jumping. She said, that is my area of specialty. That's what she said. Like cancer is her special gifting. There are people that have particular gift in particular area. So you must identify the gift you want. Don't say prophetic. What kind of prophetic? There are people, there are prophets in the Bible that never did a miracle. But the Bible called them prophets. Is that true? Isaiah, Jeremiah, where the miracles did they do? Habakkuk, Haggai, what miracle did they do? Amos. There are prophets, all they did were to write. Kobakaba, is that not true? Yes. So if you want a prophetic grace, what kind of prophetic grace? There was another prophet, Elisha, that was into healing. He was into the prophet. He could see what was the Syrian king was discussing in his room. He said to the king of Israel, don't go to this road because they will attack you there. So he could see into people's secrets. He was into the healing anointing. He was into the miraculous. He could multiply food. He could make an ass hell to float. He did all manner of things. So if you want a teaching grace, what kind of teaching grace? There are people that can explain the Bible. There are people that explain mysteries. There are people that make people understand. There are people that simplify the gospel. There are people that teaching is dynamic. So what type of teaching grace do you want? If you want a pastoral grace, what kind of pastoral grace? So identify what you want by name. It will help you know who you want. When I wanted mega church, it was easy for me to identify Bishop Dakiwa Mills because always mega church, mega church. When I wanted particular grace, it was easy to, because when you know what you want, you know people that have it. Right? So the first thing to contact any mantle is know what you want. Hallelujah. If you are a singer, you cannot get the mantle of everybody. The mantle of Minister Theophilus, I don't believe it is the same with the one on Sinash. It's not the same style of music. This one is chanting, yeah, the other one is singing string, the other one is singing something else, right? Another person can be singing Fuji. Gospel, different mantles. JJ, it's not true. So you must identify the kind of mantle. If you want the minister, the Theophilus Lawrence or your mantle, that's the one you want, then you go for it. If you want Dushin or Yeko or this kind of mantle, you go for this one. So you must identify the one you want. Number two is honor the career of the mantle. And he in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible says, without controversy, the less is blessed by what? The greater. Right? Anybody you don't honor, you'll never get what they have. Especially in the realm of the spirit. How many of you have ever been around somebody that respects you? And then somehow you know this person respects you from your heart. Have you ever had such kind of experience? You discover that your heart is attracted to that person. But have you ever been to somebody that the person is like this? Well done, sir. Well done. Thank you for coming. But in your heart, you feel somehow toward the person. Like the person don't really respect you. Somehow your heart will fight it. Come on, do you know what I'm talking about? Honor must be from your heart. Depth. If it is not truly from your heart, you will not connect it. You will not receive it. Hallelujah. So honor the career of the mantle and then you will have it. There are men of God in this country I honor with my life. I honor them. Hallelujah. I honor. There are some that I honor but not as some. Especially if I want something from you. I have to honor. Because honor is what makes you assess things in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So, how to connect to a mantle? First of all, is identify the mantle. Secondly, I said is what? Honor what? The careers of the mantle. Number three is serve them in any way you can. Serve them in a what? Anyway, the Bible is speaking of Elisha. I say he poured water in the hand of Gehazi. I remember this story. I think I shared it with Pastor May this week. I heard Apostle Joshua Selman said when Rehoboam came to Nigeria, went there and joined the protocol team that were bringing sick people. He said that when he was there, he saw the heavens open as he was serving. And then he saw a dove flying. And then he said, strange grace came upon me. I can't remember the story like that, something like that. It was since in camp, I had the story. So I could remember 2016 when I heard that Rehoboam is coming to Africa for the last time. And I remember Apostle Joshua Selman's story. I said, I'm going. So I remember traveling to Lagos. And when I went there, he said he served. And this is what happened to him. I said, let me serve. So Where was it you serve? Because their crusade is organized. MFM, we are in charge of intercessory prayer and cleaning of the venue after morning session and evening session. Redeemed Church of God, we are in charge of ushering. Then the apostles, they shared roles to different churches. That is the way Rehoboam does it. So what will happen? I cannot join Mountain of Prayer because of the way I was not used to that kind of stuff. I don't want to go and embarrass myself. So I waited. So when I saw them finish and then they began to pack leather, I said, this is it. So I went and collected leather and then we packed, we cleaned. The whole place was like dustbin after morning session. People will eat and dump, people will poop, all manner of things. We cleaned the whole place. First day, second day, third day. I could remember the last day of the crusade. I was in a place like this, like it was raining. It was like about to rain, but it didn't rain all throughout the crusade. Anytime it rained, it would be in between sessions. So I was standing there. And it was like three people were being. Let me not say that part of that story. Hallelujah. But what happened was, when I came back, after what happened, hallelujah, I just feel a restraint not to share some of these stories, hallelujah, one of these days. When I came back, there was a member in the church that had been praying for her not to speak in tongues. Now, first of all, if you want to pray for somebody to speak in tongues, the person must want it first. Can you force tongues on somebody? The person must want it, right? So, I've been praying for her before I went with that program. She was not speaking in tongues at all. So when I came back, she was not ready. She was not willing. I said, you must be willing. I remember calling her later on, in the name of Jesus, because I could finish. She started speaking in tongues. You know what she said? What have you done to me? What have you done to me? She was afraid. I said, it's working. That was when I knew that the encounter I had was authentic. And from that day, that time David was not speaking in tongues. All those guys, you know, were not speaking in tongues, all of them. It was after that encounter, all of them began to speak in tongues. Pray for all of them, and all of them are from thick Orthodox background. The one that don't believe in, yes, all of them. But after that encounter, because when you serve someone, what it's on him comes on you. I cannot access Rabban Ketareli to serve. The way to serve is anywhere I can find a place, right? Yes. So anyone, any grace you want, look for an opportunity to serve them. What did I say? Serve them. Messi Chiwa is a star today because he served Chris Morgan. Joe Praise, Frank Edward, all of them served Sinach. Prosper Achimana was a backup singer for Elijah Oyelade. All of them served. All together. So serving any grace or any mantle will rub on you. Even if the person doesn't, just like Elijah and Elijah. Elijah didn't want to place Elijah. All of you know that. He left. He grabbed the mantle. Service can make you assess what, even if the person doesn't want to give you, you will get it by service. Are we together? Number three is look away from the humanity of the person. The closer, do you think when Elisha was watching close to Elijah, he didn't notice that Elijah had weaknesses? Do you think Elijah had weaknesses or not? Come on, you're not answering me. Do you think Elisha looked away from it? Any man of God you know, when you get close to them, you will discover they have a problem somewhere. It may not be a sin, like it will be, they easily get angry. They can keep malice for a period of time. They can punish people. They can go extra. There are some things that are just part of humanity. Once you get close to them, you notice what kind of humanity, close your eyes. And focus on what brought you. Because you will leave that one and go to another one, you'll find the same thing. You will continue the cycle like that till you die. Because you too, eventually, when the mantle come upon you, your own humanity will begin to come out. Because the anointing amplifies, you know, what happens with the anointing is, the anointing amplifies what you have. If you are a womanizer and you get anointed, you become more womanizing. Hope you know that. Just like this voice is amplifying my voice. Hallelujah. That's what the anointing does. When the anointing comes upon you, it amplifies what is there already. So if you're an angry person, you become what we call anointed anger. Hallelujah. Anointed anger. Look away from the humanity of people because you too are not perfect. Don't be blaming pastors too much. You too, are you perfect? Okay, let them, all of them, let them retire. Let them put you. You too, you will not be perfect. Right? So look away from their humanity. This one doesn't pay us very well. This one doesn't do this. This one always shout on us. There are some that shout on the members. Some will come to the members and say, as he's preaching, hit them like this. Is that not true? Come and hit him now. The member will say, why will he hit him? Does he know who I am? Eh? Think about a member saying, does he know who I am? You come and you know, when you see the people that sit there in front, you know they are not boys. You right? You know, they are serious. When you see the Italians, you know these boys are uncomfortable 7-0s. But you come and hit them like, you know why you came. You humble yourself. Humble yourself and get what you want and go, right? Go and get what you want. Hallelujah. Ask and then follow them and let them mentor you. And then seek for impartation. Now this is the last one I'll be sharing. Proverbs 11 verse 25. Why is it that since Wednesday and today I've been quoting all the scriptures, I've not been reading them. Hallelujah. Let's read this one. Proverbs 11 25. I want you to see something. I was discussing with Pastor Amin today. I said, Yara, people you don't need to see them in life. Proverbs 11, 25, are we there? 1, 2, 3, go. The liberal soul shall be made fat. Now the next statement is my emphasis. And what? He that, let's read this together. Okay, some of us are not with our Bible, okay. And he that watereth shall what? Shall be watered also himself. If you want a mantle from any man of God, learn to sow to their life or anybody. Learn to what? Sow. Give. Give them. Bible says, anybody that waters will be what? Watered. Anybody that waters will be what? Anybody that waters will be what? I remember. Okay, I don't know if I should be sharing all these stories. Hallelujah. But any grace that you want, locate the person that have this and sow to their life. There was a time in my life when I was looking for account numbers of all the men of God in Nigeria I respect like a crazy person. The only one I don't have the account number today is the one that doesn't make his account number public. Or I have tried to get it, I did not get. But any top man of God in this country you know of, I know of two. I don't have their direct personal account number. But all the rest. Let's say top 10 men of God in this country. I have it. I have that. I was looking for it like somebody that was crazy. I was not having money then. It would be 1,000 naira, 2,000 naira. But I developed an attitude. I remember the first recharge card I sent a man of God that all of you know here. It was a recharge card. I could remember I was in 200 level. I went to the ATM. Slot in the ATM, transfer 200 naira to his recharge card. 200 naira to this person, 200 naira. I started on recharge card. I started sowing to their life, recharge card, recharge card, recharge card, because I could not get them, I didn't have a card number. So it was recharge card that time. After a while, I moved the level of the money I had. Then those I could have access to, that I could ask them about their clothes. What is the size of the shoe you wear? What is the size of a native? What kind of suit you wear? Those that can contact, I can ask them. I ask them. And then for those that have told me, I ensure I sold in that direction. You see, every clothes you see, Bishop Oyedepo, we are not the point. You know what we know is somebody that is buying it. Are you aware? You don't know. No. So the point is, last time we bought clothes, should be around 2007 or something like that. Yes. He said that the only thing he buys now is the inner boxer is wearing. Say, even the singlet. I heard him say, even the singlet is wearing. They brought it to him. Everything. Now, think about the person that does that to him. Will he be blessed or not? Now, think about that. Bishop Oyedepo said the same thing. He said, in fact, to the point that he said his story that one day when he started submitting to Bishop Oyedepo first, he went to see him and then he saw somebody with a box of lot of clothes. Come to see Bishop Oyedepo. He said, what are you doing with this one? He said, you used to buy it for Papa. Please tell me the secret. He said, he asked the man and the man told him and then he too started. That was, he started doing for Bishop before he started doing it for him. Yes. So learn to sow anyway. Find a way. All together. right today, by myself, I'm, you know, the reason why I'm sharing this story so that it not be as if I'm looking for something from you or I want to do something. But of course, many of you, I'm not your mentor. Or I'm not a spiritual father. But I'm telling you what to do. Right today, myself and Pastor Me, we are trying to transfer dollars to a particular international minister. Right? You remember what we're talking about today? Or almost 2 hours today, that was what we are trying to do in the office. A man of God, we respect so much. We look for the account number. We are looking for a way to transfer. Look, he doesn't know us. But the way to connect is to sow. And then when we begin to sow, very soon we start receiving dollars. It's like that. Am I kidding? Is it true? Yes, it's like that. I told Pastor Mises, this Naira level must change. It must what? Yes, we said dollars. It's dollars we want to change the money to dollars and look for the account number. That is the way you want something so to their life. Many people don't come, no matter they see. I have Prophet Makandua said that many people come to him and say, please be my spiritual father. He said that many times he has prayed for them and their life. Said, but many people have never met him, but have been sowing to him from the back door consistently. And then all those people began to walk in his grace. And then he would be standing, he would see somebody like him. He call the person, where are you from? Say, sir, this money I've been receiving, I have been the one sending it. Yes. It's like, I discovered when I started giving to my spiritual father, people began to give to me. I'm telling you. It was like magic. 2018, I could remember the day, August 2018, was when I decided to look for his account number and started sowing to his life. Consistently. That was when people began to give money to me. So, you want a grace, you want a healing grace. Look for somebody that has it. There is a father, there is a mantle somewhere. Connect. Serve them. Sow to them. Honor them. And then very soon you start working. Do you remember the story of Kelechi last year where she was sharing us of a particular music star that they have in their church that all she was doing is she didn't have money. The lady was the lead vocalist. She would buy pure water, no, bottled water, and then bring it to her chair. Every time, the star artist will look, who is bringing this water every time? She should be drinking the water every time she's ministering. Then when she discovered that she was the one, she began to focus on her, imparted that, and took her like her personal daughter. And then that was when her life began to change. She was the backup artist for GUC, according to her. Yes. While in campus. So any grace you want, serve them, honor them, sow to them, you will have it. You don't need to stress yourself. All this one, touch my leg, people later to one hand on you, nothing will change. If it's by laying hands, do you know how many people so worried about laid hands on? Then why are they not big? I don't know how many people, Apostle Elmer said that, if it's by laying of hands, the people have laid hands on. So everyone said, but he said, I heard him say it. That was where I got his wisdom. And he said, it's not only by laying of hands. There are things you do to provoke the mantle into your life. So now we have an opportunity to have a pastor, Dr. Paul Enetche in the city. So what will you do? See, many men of God have come to Lokoja. I remember when Apostle Joseph Suleiman came. I was right there, the same thing, packing dirty. When, what was the name of this man of God? Pastor W.M. Kumi came. What the Bible did was, they had picked a contract with a particular cleaning company. So there was no work for me to do. After they said, should we arrange a chair? They said, no, we should not arrange a chair. I was looking for opportunity to serve. I was not. The only thing I could do was to pray. When Pastor Dr. Prophet Chris Okafor came, the same thing they did, because everyone major person that came to this city, I always look for an opportunity to give, to sow, and to serve. Because that is the way to assess it. Are we together? And very soon you begin to replicate this grace. Replicate it. Everything you are looking for, may you find it. Say amen. Everything you are looking for, may you find it. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I pray for you that every one of you designing any mantle from our fathers in the faith or anybody you like, may it be possible for you in Jesus' name. I declare over your life that may your heart grow and produce results. May there be fruit and fruitfulness in your life. You will not be barren of, your life will not be dry. When they look at you, you will see replications. Okay, let me share a story with you.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.